Matt and Will Compton, two of the most.
I'm so happy we fucking met.
Positive.
Yes.
Up, dude, you two.
That was a great depth.
That was nasty, dude.
You guys
obviously
are going to be bros, dude.
It's fucking two thunderclouds.
You are
colliding.
The fucking best.
No, you two are going to be the bros, dude.
Can I get energy after this? I'll get your number. We can we can group chat it.
Hell yeah, that'd be awesome. Nice.
I got to give a. Dude, you're
curveball.
Your guys' show?
Yeah.
Is the best.
That's crazy.
You're what's the best part of the show isn't even the show itself. It's the fucking comment section. It's the dogs out there.
Don't tell these fucking idiots.
Dude,
that.
I'm telling you. I'll click on your
you
guys'
just cut open the dog food bag, yeah. Dude. They're fucking
dude, sometimes I'll just log on just to see your guys' comments. Like you guys had Danny McBride on, which by the way, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I saw one of the dogs out there saying, like, hey, you know, this dog might have to light a candle and pull a bubble bath just to listen to this. You guys' comments
no,
are
those guys
incredible.
Are funny. The ones that are like, Shane's nervous, you can tell. It's like, yeah, dude, I was nervous.
Obviously.
That's my favorite guy of all time.
Maybe we do have the funniest, coolest fans.
And
maybe.
I like forced them into doing it.
What?
I don't McBride. Like, I didn't force them to do it, but like, I was like, can I do this? Can we have this happen? And they're like, yeah, oh, sure.
He seemed, imagine how, he must be
he
bored.
He was fine.
Though. He's bored because all the writers are
shit.
Striking.
He was quiet for a little bit when the pot opened.
So was I. I was just
nervous.
He was waiting for us to ask some questions.
Yeah,
I
don't think he understood.
Dude, you're so cool.
Yeah. For real, the only thing, Matt did some preparation and thank Christ.
Dude.
Because if Matt did not do preparation, the whole podcast would have been me going, Eastbound Down was like, I based my personality off that for like 10 years. That was it. That was all I came into it with. That was the one fucking, that was my game plan.
Yeah, just talk like, Eastbound
I'll
Down.
I'll say that.
You're talking, dude, you pull your swivel chair over and you hug him like,
dude, I love you so much.
The Eastbound
Will you
Down
come out, to the show.
Eastbound and Down outtakes with Will Ferrell, like,
dude,
that's those are the best.
Feel it down my plums.
Outtakes, yes, bro.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That was the. I still think that might have been the funniest show ever.
I think it is the funniest show.
I don't think anything can come close to being like three seasons of it too. I've never seen if a show is funny, usually by the third season, goodbye.
I think four.
Four of Eastbound and Down?
There's four.
Oh, there was a sports episode.
Sports. That's your favorite one.
There's four seasons
the sports,
of
sports. Yeah. First one's Home, Mexico. Sports Sesh?
Sports Sesh.
Oh, no. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Number three is South Carolina, then Sports Sesh, season four.
Dude, four seasons.
Yeah.
You're sports all about sesh. It, dude.
I've watched it so many times.
It's
the greatest intro to any show.
Yeah,
somebody says something fucked up and it freezes on him and starts the music and he's found down. Yeah. My favorite intro is when it's Sports Sesh season four when Stevie's excited because Kenny killed on the last episode and then he goes out the park and he's like, I'm so fucking excited. He punches, he breaks a car window, starts, yeah, that's nice. Anyway, that was about what this is the conversation I prepared. Let's say you're Danny McBride.
You had, right?
I was going to go, remember this part?
Yeah. Like, what'd you think going into this, dude?
Pure fucking Chris Farley.
I was thinking
Farley.
About doing that as a warm-up exercise for every episode. Just do the same, like the thing dudes do at bars and be like, yo, dude, remember that part in Old School?
Yeah, remember where Anchorman?
Like, yeah, and it's go.
San Diego, a whale's vagina. By the way, that's how comedy begins.
Yeah.
For every dude that starts like stand-up that's like our age, we were the dudes quoting college movies.
I mean,
we were in college quoting Anchorman, and people were like, dude, this guy's unbelievably funny.
Yo, that's got to be the best generation of comedy movies, yeah?
Maybe just because we're our age. I'm sure that if you ask your dads, they'll be like Caddyshack.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit.
But I feel like those are the two waves, right?
Yeah.
Like there hasn't really been one since the Anchorman, the world.
Yeah, you're right. There hasn't been.
Like
Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell.
There's two SNL waves.
Can't Hardly Wait. Like dudes in ski goggles, like, woo!
That was funny.
That was cool.
The Seth Green.
Yeah, the Seth Green era of comedy. I don't remember what the movie's about. I know it's just people.
There's like SNL waves like that, where it's like Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, all those guys.
True.
And then it was Farley, Sandler, those guys.
Not
and then
the
it was
Roxbury,
Will Ferrell.
That was big.
And those guys.
There was a whole 4 years of guys just going like this. At
yeah,
bars
that was big.
Like, that was just funny. A dude would be born, and that was as funny as he could be, was just quoting another movie. And then you die.
That's as funny as you. That's as funny
that's
as most people get.
Yeah.
Most people try and can't remember the quote. They're like, who would eat 30 bags of lunches and then they remember and then Chris Farley's eating them.
In high school, it'd literally be like you just quote off and be like, yo, name the movie. You just try to get your boys on yeah. quotes. What's the most fun. What's the most quotable movie you think?
Dumb and Dumber's up there.
Yeah, I was going to say Ace Ventura.
Dumb and Dumber's almost every line.
Dude, if you came out and did a Do Not Go In There to the bathroom, you crush. In the yeah, early 90s, you crushed. Do not go in there. Everyone's like, oh, dude.
You talked with your butt cheeks.
I remember
that. Ask for some Banaka. It's over.
Dude, mine's, I think Wedding Crashers, bro.
Wedding yeah. Crashers is up there. I forgot you were big. We listed the first episode I did with them. Mm-hmm. We did tiers. They do this thing where they list tiers, top tier, middle tier, whatever. Mm-hmm. And some bullshit. And some gimmicky bullshit.
Download Bus with the Boys. Go subscribe.
Theirs was comedians, best comedians, mm-hmm. actors, comedic yeah. actors. His number
you
one
know my
tier
number one, though.
Was Owen Wilson.
No.
You had Owen Wilson tier
I thought
one.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
And you're like, were you coming off like, Deadpool? You might be coming off Deadpool, though.
Yeah, I was like, I kept bringing up Ryan Reynolds for any type of comedy, and he's like, yo, what's the deal with Ryan? You and Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds, obviously he's funny, but he's not.
What he movie? Crushes.
Tier what one, movie? What movie was
Farley?
It?
Sandler?
Yeah, I want to say that tier
Will
list.
Ferrell?
I think I was trolling a little bit. I think I threw in Owen
you
Wilson.
You got me with your rap. Yeah. Dude, I thought
Owen
it was
Wilson because I said Owen Wilson. Did I say Ben Stiller?
No. Stiller's
Ben Stiller's
a
not bad, dude. Ben Stiller's
a power.
Awesome.
You have to give him. You have to give it to Stiller.
Because I was like, you were like Chris Farley. I was like, no. And you're like, oh.
dude,
Chris Farley. And then ever since then, he'll like DM me like fucking videos of Chris Farley just like going off.
The fucking... He made a list of his top 10 rappers of all time. it got me. Because I met you when you listed your top 10 movies. And I was
you fell for that?
I fell for it initially. I was like, dude, this is the fun. I think I retweeted it. And I was like, dude, this might be the funniest list of all time. He just listed white rappers. His top five was like Beastie
Boys.
You
did it on a purpose to mess with people?
Yeah. Yeah.
It got
That's
me.
So funny.
I thought it was the funniest
so
fucking thing.
Pissed. I had like, yeah, Beastie Boys was in there. NF.
Beastie Boys is top five is fucking crazy.
Where'd you dream that up from? What were you doing? Where did that?
I don't know. JP, do you remember what was happening at that time? Something was happening, and I was like, it was something that was kind of going
to
viral.
Troll black
yeah,
people?
And I was trying to, yeah, absolutely.
Dude, I think it would be funny if I bothered black people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, this will get like the missile on a black going. Twitter, dude.
There's a real easy way to do that. There's a much easier way than a top 10.
Teach me, Shane.
No. Chill.
Like, use the best basketball players. You're like, oh, Bird, Steve Nash,
Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton.
Pistol Pete. Yeah.
That must have fucked people up, dude. You wake up, you're a black dude, and you see the top 10, you go, what the fuck?
That would.
They were pissed. It was doing so much that MGK ends up, I have Machine Gun Kelly in there.
Nice.
He ends up responding to somebody and goes, you got to listen to this album, and then put the like shoulder shrug emoji. So he was buying into the trolls.
MGK was on your side being like, yeah, I am the best.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, I am top 10.
Yeah, I am top 10.
I am top 10 all the time. Right below the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. I think I had him right above J. Cole.
List. Eminem,
the brothers off.
Eminem's number one.
Yeah, Mac Miller, Biggie, the Beastie Boys, Tupac, Jay-Z, NF, Lil Wayne, MGK, and J. Cole.
So you're mixing it up enough to where
you're mixing it up where I was like, wait, he put Biggie right there.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys above Tupac is crazy. And then
one of the top tweets was, this is white nationalism at work.
That's right. They were giving me so much more to play off of, too.
It got me. I remember seeing it and being like, wait, is Will dumb enough? And that is really mean to say. I shouldn't have just said that. But... That was my initial thought. My initial thought was I was like, wait, he did have Ryan Reynolds. You meant that. You were not trolling.
On him being like favorite comedy actor?
Tier one. And Owen Wilson, just because you liked Wedding Crashers.
Owen Wilson is charming, but not tier one.
Owen Wilson is a troll. Owen Wilson is a troll because I like Vince Vaughn. I like
Vince Vaughn's funny.
Vince Vaughn might be number one, but Ryan Reynolds is my top three. I love Ryan Reynolds.
But now
Reynolds.
You're doing it again.
What's Ryan Reynolds
in? Number one,
what's
dude?
Ryan Reynolds in? That's
you're
so
saying my favorite. That's objective.
So
I was about to sit up and start yelling.
What's he in? What's Ryan Reynolds
Van
in?
Van Wilder, and that's it.
Deadpool.
What is it? The Deadpool, proposal?
Oh, my bad. Did I chop his head off?
Oh. Guys, you're going to want to put your guns down. That sense of humor fucking drives me up a wall, dude.
Ryan Reynolds is a beast, man.
It's unfortunate for him because I think he was one of the first like snarky hot guy comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then since then, it's been
Just Friends.
It's been copied so much that it's so annoying. Just Friends is really funny. He's undeniably funny. But he's not better than fucking Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, as far as best. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you are right about that.
You get hype on RR. Ryan Reynolds. I can see it now.
It's just one of those where I was like holding back. I was like, I didn't want to be like, dude, Ryan Reynolds sucks. I hate him.
Because you were talking about being nervous on the pod.
Yeah.
Because Taylor was an offensive lineman, right?
No, I wasn't nervous about that. I was nervous because it was 90 fucking degrees and I didn't know you guys that well. And the fucking
You're
questions
hot around
were like,
strangers.
Wait, you got fucking fired from SNL? 2 years later, I'm sitting there. I think Taylor was like, what happened? Like, dude, you want to know what I said? Yeah. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, bro. Because, you know, like, again, the dogs, shout out the dogs. The dogs are even coming in on that episode. Like, these boys don't even fucking know the dogs. Yeah. Get these fucking amateurs out
and
of here.
And then the second one we did at Notre Dame.
That was fire.
That was a fire. That was.
But
that
you
was,
hated the
was
way you
fire.
Looked.
Yeah, my face. I took Adderall. My face was dark red. I was hammered. And I was just saying shit. I was like, Michigan fucking sucks. They went undefeated.
Yeah. You're like, they're the Clemson of fucking.
They got exposed.
They did. I mean, they always
lost to TCU, who lost by 70.
That's kind of nice to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, Michigan is. I mean, they're like phonies in the Big Ten. Like, I want them, number one, I want Big Ten to win.
Yeah.
So I want Big Ten, the conference, to always win if Nebraska can't be the fucking victor that comes out of that conference.
Huskers. Yeah.
So when Michigan shits the bed, you know, you got to just pour into like, yo, when can we get a real fucking team in the mix? But yeah, Huskers all day long.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Why you like Huskers? I played there.
Oh, there you go.
This is my Taylor. He has no idea. He's going to get you. He's red. Look at these shoes, dude.
Study for Danny McBride. And he's like, who's coming over?
I watched one interview for D. McBride. Not even the whole thing. I got two questions out of it. It went perfect.
That's all we needed.
It'll be an hour.
Thank
got
God.
Two questions.
Then we went back to the trusted whacking off material.
Dude, there's
we got McBride and talked about jizzing for an hour. Then we were like, thank you. All right, see you.
Dude, I was watching that. I was like, I wish I could have been in the conversation. I'm big, big jerk off fan.
You like to talk about jerking off?
You've come to the right place. Yeah. In fact, you're sitting exactly where I like. Sometimes I like to.
I forgot about jerking off to a big screen TV. That's
I haven't done
so
that.
Crazy.
I don't think I've ever.
Never did?
I don't think I've ever done it.
Really?
Jerked off?
Not since I was like a kid and we had to. Jerked off porn on like a TV.
Like a common area jerk off.
I don't even use laptops.
I might rent an
Airbnb.
Phone, right?
Strictly phone, man.
You just phone?
I'm the phone man.
Are you like in your bed and you try to like stack your pillow so you can set it up so you don't have to like hold it?
No, just one hand. I've got it down to a real science. And then lately I've been holding the camera. I've been like, somebody's going to see this.
Oh, you kind of avert your.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to whack off being like, fucking people are watching.
People can watch you, dude.
I'm convinced it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Instagram Live and then accidentally go on Pornhub.
That moment exists. Happen. That moment does exist in a server somewhere. They look through your camera and watch stuff.
If I get
they
text.
Monitor your face.
You're just saying if you're just in their home, they like, you know, them, they.
Yeah, like the owners of like cell phone companies, social media companies. You give them permission to like use your camera. They don't shut that off. So they'll like read your face while you're reading the news and you'll like make facial expressions and they send that information to different companies.
Yeah.
Different companies buy
like. Getting a reaction from you. That's why they just have headlines that are outrageous. Nobody reads the articles. You look at a headline and you go. And then you're like, all right, my aunt who's a dumbass is, I'm going to send this to her.
Fuck. Yep.
I do it with O'Connor. I'm like, look, Trump exonerated. Send it to him. I didn't read the article. He reads the fucking article, highlights how I'm wrong, sends it back. I'm like, stop
I'm
reading.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm convinced. I'm convinced someone's. I'm gonna fuck up.
Shane Gillis jerks off.
It's what an insane, insane video that's gonna be.
It'd be nice if it was just stills, just screenshots of like.
It's gonna be that's it the whole time.
What's in your what's
finally
in,
at the end?
Look what I come. What's in your Pornhub search bar, dude? What's in your search bar?
I don't even want to tell you right now, brother. I was in a hotel this past week.
That's what I was gonna say. Is there a better
dark
place?
In there.
Is there a better place?
Dark on the road.
A fucking spider web, dude.
Is there a better place to work to jerk off than a hotel room?
No. Right. I really don't think there is.
This is nice. If I look at mine, airplane it's just bathroom. Stepbrother, stepsister shit.
That's not bad. That's light work.
I can handle that. That's not as embarrassing.
That's like
as
coffee
I thought
table
it'd be.
Reading material.
The worst is when you catch a nasty one and then your recommendations the next time you go on, it's like fucking lady in a there's one that's like a lady in a wall. And on the other side, dudes are just, it's like a glory hole for a lady.
She's interstellar?
Yeah, she's interstellar. And dudes are just, I think I caught that once or twice.
Yeah, dude, the glory hole stuff does get a little weird.
That's a dark time.
The glory hole? Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty evil technology. It's a great idea, to, you know, to be
it's
like,
gotta be an ancient
put a hole in the wall.
It's got to be an ancient one.
Yeah.
That's in dudes' brains.
Yeah.
Like, drill a hole in that, I'll stick my dick in that.
Oh, for sure.
That's been since day one.
What if you didn't know who was on the other side, but you knew?
That's
you
the whole point of the glory hole.
Hang on. Mystery. You knew you were getting a blowjob,
and then
and
you
didn't
and
know.
Then you
at
hear
all.
Your dad sneeze.
Yeah,
you hear, man. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Phil Gillis speaking.
No. How do I get out of this thing?
You got to keep quiet. You got to finish. You got to keep quiet. You can't go, Dad. You got to just nut in his mouth and never tell him.
Yeah, or just shoot it through the hole and just let him know you're done.
You got to never tell him. You can't let your dad.
Can't even put your fingers through the hole at all.
Is that my get boy? His mouth.
So you're saying, would you? So the proposition is the glory hole's there. You know it's there, but you have no way of like confirming who's
correct.
On the other side. Yeah.
I mean, it is for freaks.
Yeah.
What if you knew that there were two dudes and one chick?
You're talking about playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. You doing it?
Spin the fucking barrel. I don't know.
No.
I would just go like this. I'd stick through in the first mouth. I would go, no, not you, because I know it's a dude.
Ooh.
The woman's going to be the last mouth. The woman's going to be like, fucking you guys.
How about this? For
dudes are going to step up.
$250,000.
Yes.
You don't get to say no.
Yeah, of course.
Will
would
I ever
go
know?
Get head?
Will I ever
yeah,
know?
Yeah, you'll know right after you're done.
They'll show you.
And so will everybody. Well,
they hand you the briefcase with a cummy mouth. Like, here you go.
Yeah, yeah. No, they all have to. And at the very end, they all have to go. Whoever has come out, you know.
It's going to be the next great primetime show on Fox.
It's a good one.
Like the Masked Singer.
Everything we're talking about is disgusting.
Would you do it?
For an amount of money, absolutely.
$250,000.
Not $250,000.
Here's the thing. If you would an amount of money, you would do it just regardless.
No.
The money's just like a thing to say, like, well, they gave me a bunch of money.
That's not true.
Kind of. If money's irrelevant.
Me trying to talk myself out of like being gay. Like, no.
No, if it was
I would do it for
there him. Is an amount. If it's a billion, obviously.
$1 billion? Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be irresponsible not to do that.
What about
it would be rude.
$1 million.
Yeah.
You already said yes to $250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$250,000.
He
bro.
Said no to $250,000. So now we're trying to figure out his number.
I would say no to $250,000.
The $1 million.
We're getting close. Yeah. No, dude. You got a guy sucking your dick?
But there's also a chance for a girl.
You don't know.
But does everybody know?
66% chance.
Know.
Wait, 60, oh, you said it's two girls,
one
guy?
Find out, no.
Yeah, like just say it's streaming on this camera. And
streaming.
It's like you get to see the wall. And people are like, there's two dudes and a chick.
Going,
you know what's going on?
Am I going pants down like a little kid at a urinal? So yeah. Everybody sees my flat, gross ass while I'm getting
yeah,
head?
Yeah.
That's going to up the price. That's more embarrassing than getting my dick sucked by
sure,
a guy.
We got to pick this whole thing apart.
Yeah.
The price for flat ass on camera. Yeah, 60 Gs.
You got to say yes just because it could change my entire family's lives.
I mean, you don't really care to change your circumstances a whole lot with the amount of money you make.
Circumstances are great.
$100 million would be helicopters.
$100 million, yes.
Yeah.
100 million.
Yeah, 100 million is a no-brainer.
60 G's, baby. Dana. 250's not bad, though.
250's.
250's not bad. That's fucking college. College, and you'd be like,
for who?
Done.
Yeah, you're thinking about your future kid?
College for the kids, yeah.
My nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start a scholarship. You could take that 250 and like make a trust fund with it and do a lot of good. I would send it right down to like a third world country, be like, yo, eat, boys, is on me. I'm going back to the glory hole. I'm Bono, dude. I want to save the world. I gotta save these kids.
You guys are over there acting like rich guys. 250 is too much, dude. 250 is a good amount of, to suck a dick.
Oh, you're talking about something
to get your dick sucked.
Ramirez sucking a dick.
He said he don't even need the percent chance. He's not even playing Russian roulette. He's like, yeah, I'll suck a dick.
LeBear, you work the hole. I'm out. LeBear's working the hole. I'm out, dude.
Yeah, that's
it's either LeBear, Jabri, or the hottest chick.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're mixing it up. You got to know the guys.
So you're saying you just sucked dick for 250?
No, I fucked it. I said the wrong thing.
Too late now, dude. We made it. You're in a contract.
250?
That's an oral contract.
I would think about it for 250.
You would definitely suck about it for 250.
No. I would think about it.
I'll give you 250.
We're talking about glory. Oh, he's like, hey, I'd suck dick for 250.
I'll give you 250. You and me go back in that room right now.
Did you ever see the documentary Hookers at the Point?
No.
It was on HBO and they do those hooker documentaries.
Yeah, where they would like interview them.
Show like brief like GoPro footage or like with the audio. It'd be like the footage would be like of a steering wheel. Yeah, you hear the audio. Like, there's a guy who would get head and you go, I want to suck a dick so bad. I just want to suck a dick.
Oh, no.
The hooker would blow him while he's fester. He wants to suck a dick. I want to suck a dick.
That was probably one of the last times I jacked off onto a TV.
Yeah.
It was like sex slaves.
Yeah.
Hookers.
Yeah.
Like devastated hookers, too. Yeah. They were like drugged up. Wasn't it AC?
AC. Where was it? Yeah, there was AC. There was at the point, there was a bunch of them. And there's like a fucking crackhead lady would like talk in a hotel room for 10 minutes and a guy would just film her getting boned in like a.
Oh, man.
Fucking Ford
Escort.
I can't
believe they did that.
Yeah, that was.
I guess it was supposed to be like, it wasn't for me. Yeah. I was in like fifth grade.
True.
Sixth grade, just like jackpot. That was definitely that was definitely like an expose for normal people to watch it and go, whoa. But they were showing a lot of
people
sex.
People were fapping to that, dude. Yeah, that was fapping.
It was like porn and it was.
Yeah, I was getting a rush. I was like, fuck, this guy's picking up a fucking hooker.
This guy's gay.
Yeah, but when you're that young, you get horny at fucking anything, dude.
Oh, true.
Shit.
Yeah, music videos.
Crushed.
Dude, I remember literally jerking off to like a Poison Ivy poster. This conversation went exactly where I wanted it
to
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we gotta avoid this, dude. This is all we talk about.
Poison Ivy would get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's hot as hell.
I have a friend who was living by himself for a while, and then his mom got old and moved in with him, and he kept all of his titty posters throughout the house.
Beast.
Didn't take them down.
Titty posters in the house is
it's so nice, hardcore. Dude. Nobody holds it down like that anymore.
No, bro. Like my parents wouldn't have let me do that. But no, when I go over to my boy's house and he's got up the fucking schoolgirl photos and stuff, kid. You're like, yo, you're the fucking man.
That
dude.
Was the bad kid.
Yeah. Yeah. How's he doing now?
I don't know how he's doing. He's back. He's probably back in Deloge.
Yeah.
Deloge, Missouri.
That was one of the signs.
Working for the family. So working terrible. working the family business, probably a flooring company.
Erotic posters and extensive hat collections are always a sign of doom. You saw a guy with like 10 hats on
the
wall.
Hung up fins.
Yep. That was an absolute harbinger.
That was a dorm room. That was cool when I was young.
Yeah, it was. The coolest guys had them, and then they died.
Yeah, I feel like college is the phase.
You say
that
they died.
Then they died. Yeah.
All those guys are dead. Yeah, if you had your fitted hats pinned to the wall in your college dorm.
Dead.
R.I.P., dude.
Dead. It's so funny because I'm thinking of all my teammates, they would do that. All the flat bills, the snap. Yeah. Yeah. All the fitted ones, just hang them on the wall. Like, oh, I want all the teams. I want all the colors.
Yeah.
You know, when they're bringing one of their pieces over, they're just playing music throughout the entire night. You just know they're just getting it in.
Damn. Music? You used to play some music. You used to play some.
You used to put on the top 10 rappers.
Put on BC Boys.
No, it'd be I would always love to do it to Freak a Leak.
Oh, are you fucking kidding? Wait, you're kidding or serious? Please tell me you're serious, dude.
Is that serious?
Yeah, you fucked a Freak a Leak. That's so embarrassing.
I'm saying I have before.
What do you on the floor? Do you on the chair?
I made a sex mix on a burn CD in high school. Yeah, it was like Usher. It was pretty tight. I think it was
you remind me of
a- yeah. It was
what did they ask?
An Urch Butcher John.
I fucked the music like once. And I was laughing the entire time, dude.
I got so into it.
No, dude, you got the serious. Girls would play.
I'm never serious. And sex, I might be the least serious. Mm. It makes me.
But you're also like,
if I'm ever serious during sex, it's very embarrassing. I catch myself doing it.
Jesus,
I'm like, what am I doing?
What do you do?
What do you do to break it?
I mean, it still feels good, sure. Even when you're joking around. I'm like, yeah.
I'm about to come.
Oh, let me tell you.
Fucking around during sex is nice, though.
It's great.
Yeah,
it alleviates the tension. If it's like a serious. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't get into it like that. If the girl's into it, great. But if I'm the one that's
like
come here.
Yeah.
What's that movie
fuck.
With the...
Oh, fuck, your pussy feels so fucking good.
Pussy's nice. That's insane shit to me.
That's weird to me, dude. It does feel so good, though.
What was that?
I can't do it. I wish I could.
Dane Cook's bed, he's like, oh, yeah, my dick feels like corn. Yeah, butter me up.
Dane Cook, great.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. That was back then.
College days, he was fucking king of the world, dude.
Yeah. You just got to tell women while you're having sex with them, like, we're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
I fucking love you so much. Yeah. I hope we fucking die together.
That works. I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
That's what you tell me.
I'm a fucking vampire.
I'm going to die first. I'm going to give you all my money and I'm going to fucking die.
Oh.
That's what I say to them.
I can picture you being like the scene with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston. Where he's like, when you get serious in your serious mode, where he's like, man, should I slap her ass and just give a little? She's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I think nothing. I just had a twitch. Yeah.
Did Stiller slap Jennifer Aniston's ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What was that movie?
Along Came Polly.
Yeah, Along Came Polly.
Really funny movie. Philip Seymour Hoffman dominates in that. Fucking
yeah,
rain
he
dance.
Does, bro.
Yeah.
Let that character rain. Alone is the funniest.
That is crazy, though, because they do pitch it to you. They're like, here's a script, but Ben Stiller is going to slap your ass. She has to be. It's the same conversation. She's like, they're like, what's your number? And she's like, $250,000.
Yeah.
Or really like $250,000.
Yeah.
He starts fucking.
I was wondering what that would be like to be dating a girl that's been in movies like that. Not like porn. I'm just talking like if you were dating Jennifer Aniston at the time and she did
kiss Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait.
I think that'd be weird to me. Like some dudes are like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Like they're doing their job. And I'm thinking like, yeah. But
no, I couldn't do it. I'd say no.
Yeah.
You can't take that script.
Yeah. This will destroy me.
And if you're Jennifer Aniston, you're going to have to kiss someone in every movie.
What if there was a caveat where whenever she was kissing a guy in a movie scene, she was wearing like a really real lifelike dildo. So like while they were kissing, there's a dildo like hitting Matthew McConaughey's leg.
That's decent.
Kind of like a, you know, just to keep him, to keep like vibes.
Keep
really
him humble.
Keep him humble.
Just keep him humble. Keep him honest up there.
That's a nice little, that's a nice wrinkle.
Yeah, you know, just pressing into his stomach the whole time. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because my thought is like they're acting, so they're like losing themselves in the role. So
exactly.
They're going to feel.
They are.
They're into the person they're making out with.
What if your lady was in a sex scene in a movie and you saw her making the noises she makes when you have sex with her?
No, can't do that.
Whoa. You liked that,
bro. Yeah.
You're either faking entirely with me, like, or you liked that.
Or she's on camera being like, I'm done. Better. I'm ready when you are. I'm ready. I'm ready when you're, whenever you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're, they're performing.
Ow. Yeah, I'm ready.
They're performing way better on TV, on camera.
Obviously they would.
Punch, dude.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, they would have to.
They would fully turn it on. Mm. You're seeing her on there. Just, yeah, and then you would be like, doing it for real.
It was like the most gratuitous sexy.
Like a monster's
lady
ball.
Just getting dogged. Just hard dogged by somebody.
Fuck.
Yeah, Halle Berry. Who's Halle Berry's husband?
She's mad divorced.
She's divorced?
Yeah.
Who is she dating?
He said she's mad divorced.
Did he say mad divorced?
Hell yeah.
Mad divorced. She's been divorced a couple times.
Oh, there it is.
You're talking about
Billy Bob ate her pussy.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
I'm
dude.
Out.
Yeah, true.
Pussy eating's tough, dude.
You know Billy Bob
slays. He ate her pussy for
sex
real?
Scene's decent, but like somebody going down on your lady.
Yeah. How real was that sex scene, Lemaire?
I mean, his face was...
Was it by Lons von Trier? If it was him, it was pretty real.
By who?
Lons von Trier. Yeah. You're the most perverted man.
Lons von Trier has the best, most realistic sex scenes. Are you Dr. Skin or whatever that guy's name is?
Emeritus Kool-Aid Man's the fucking glory hole.
He said, I'd suck dick for $250.
Kool-Aid Man. Kool-Aid Man that fucking dropped through a drywall just... like fucking Shockmaster, WWE.